time and went up to Pike's Peak. And
yeah, that's pretty country.
Yeah, it is pretty country.
How did you go by train?
Yes.
But a gorge is a, what's a gorge?
A gorge is just like a canyon, like Grand Canyon, except it's not as wide and all, and it's not as deep. But it's, oh gosh, I guess it must be 1,000 foot deep there where the Royal Gorge, where the Arkansas goes through the mountains up there. That's in the Rocky Mountains.
Arkansas starts all the way from the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah. Comes through over
there. Yeah, it starts right along about the Continental Divide. Well, see, it's five major rivers. I remember studying that in geography. It's five major rivers, and of course the Mississippi, and then, let's see, I'm saying five. It's Mississippi. And then the only one I can think of east of the Mississippi is Ohio, and the Missouri, and
well,
Arkansas.
Maybe the Hudson is
the other one. I don't know.
The Hudson is
a major river. I mean, they have a lot of navigation and all on the Hudson River. And
probably
well, St. Lawrence, that's a river too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in Canada. Though.
Yeah, but it comes into the Great Lakes, so that St. Lawrence Seaway, that's the outlet for the Great Lakes into the Atlantic Ocean through the St. Lawrence River.
That's right.
But I seem like it was five great rivers, and I remember...
You weren't thinking about the
Missouri River is the longest river. It's even longer than Arkansas. I don't know where it starts, but it starts way on up there somewhere.
No, Mississippi's the longest river, isn't it?
I don't know. I think Missouri River
Maybe
is the longest. But the Mississippi is, of course, the biggest. All of them run into the Mississippi.
All the five great rivers?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the Mississippi is the biggest and and the greatest all of them. But,
geography lessons have a way of getting tangled up. I can't remember any of mine.
Of course, it starts up in Minnesota is where the... Mississippi starts.
Let's see. Colorado might be one of those five, too.
Well, the Colorado River, that may be the one there. It runs through, that's what runs through the Grand Canyon.
Well, talking about mountains and stuff, y'all have some of them in the state, right?
Mountains?
Yeah. Nothing up there. What's the highest point in Arkansas?
I don't know. About 2,500, maybe 3,000.
I'm not sure.
Something, but it's pretty mountainous up there. It looks pretty good. I mean, it's pretty.
The foothills of the Ozarks.
Is that pretty country?
Yeah, it's beautiful country up through there. That White River that you crossed up there, it goes on up through the. Well, it goes on and starts up in Missouri somewhere. It goes on up through there, right up in, starts up in the Ozarks. Well, part of the Ozarks are in Arkansas and part of them in Missouri.
Georgia has some nice mountains up in the middle, up in the upper part of the state. They get to about 4,000 feet.
I went to camp one summer over at Asheville, the out from Asheville, North Carolina, Brevard, North Carolina is where I went
Beautiful
to camp.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful town.
Camp Transylvania. I went up there one summer. I was right at Brevard, North Carolina.
Was that when you were in school?
Yeah, that was back during the time when I was in high school.
Yeah, that's pretty country. Brevard is a nice town.
Yeah, it's a nice little town.
They have musical festivals there now, Mr.
I said, we weren't having any musical festivals when I was up there.
Yeah.
But it'd really get cold up there at night. It really got cold at night. And we'd have to get out and take a dip in the morning early for breakfast. And boy, I mean, it was cold. We'd run in there and had a big fireplace in this lodge thing. And we'd run in there to that fireplace and had a good fire going. Boy, it was really cold in the morning to jump in that lake up there.
Water stays cold up there year-round, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Have you ever been back around that area?
No, it's been...